This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. It's been another dry week in South America. We'll have more right after this.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
It'll be seen in this month's WASDE report if the USDA or CONAB will adjust their projections based on the dry weather in South America. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest weather conditions.
Well, the broken record continues. We continue to see just a hole in the center of Brazil, the bulk of the country, just on the drier side. Now again for seems like 6-7 weeks now. This is the drier period for them anyway, but this is getting to a point where it's been so dry that now we're starting to hear potential for cutting those second crop safrinha corn production estimates. USDA has a report coming out tomorrow. We'll see if they do anything with it. Maybe we'll see a minor cut, but I don't think any major cuts are on their way. It'll be left up to the local groups down in Brazil to make those adjustments.
There's going to be some rain in Argentina, but McBride said the forecast is still largely dry there too.
For the most part, they are on the drier side of things as well. Some of the areas that are going to get rain are harvesting currently, but it's not heavy rains or anything like that. It's just kind of enough to keep the soil moist as they're getting to the point of starting to look out to planting. Planting their wheat crop, so nothing that's a major issue at this point. Some of the drier areas will stay dry. Some of the wetter areas in southern Brazil will stay wet, but overall, we're going to continue to watch this thing.
For the World of Agriculture, heard here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.